Hello and welcome back to Not a Cheat Meal podcast. It is K-Dub Fitness here, still solo. I'm missing Todd. Are you guys missing Todd? He needs to come back on here. But welcome back to another amazing episode on Not a Cheat Meal podcast. Thank you for joining me again this week. Episode number 59. We're going to continue talking about the dieting phase, but this week's topic is how I got my dream body while eating donuts. And I know people are thinking, okay, this chick says she got her goal body by eating donuts. Sounds kind of fishy to me, but let's see what she has to say. So let me talk to you about it. If you have not followed me for a while, or if you have, but this is for people who have not followed me, they're probably thinking that I am full of hokey pokey right now, right? They're like, this girl's got to be out of her mind. But those of you who have followed me, you have literally watched me transform my body over the last 6 years. And I have been eating in what I call an 80-20 diet. Like, and when I say diet, I haven't been dieting this whole time, okay? A diet to me is what I eat, is how I eat on the daily. That's what my diet includes. And my diet includes an 80-20 mindset and an 80-20 way of eating. So you can eat 80-20 during a dieting phase. You can eat 80-20 during a maintenance phase. It doesn't matter. Like an 80-20 way of eating is a way of sustainable lifestyle, okay? And you can lose weight by eating donuts. You truly, truly can. And I know that is mind-blowing still to some women, and I hate that so badly because we're in 2023 now and there's still women who are fearful of the bad foods that have been demonized for years. And I want you to know it is not your fault. I have been in that same exact position where you are thinking there is literally no way that I could eat that donut and not gain weight, like no way possible. And I thought the same thing for myself. As I sat back and I watched these people, you know, these women who had like lean bodies and not just like 20-year-old people who had never had kids. Like that's a whole different, like, of course they're going to be lean, right? But I'm talking about women who had children, you know, they were older, mid-aged, and they were eating like pizza and ice cream with their kids and donuts. And they had like my goal body. Like, why can't I have that? And that is when I dove into the science of what it really takes to burn fat, nutrition, metabolism, all those things. And this is how I am here today to give you information and why I coach hundreds of women on this all the time. Okay. And why I created Truth to Transform, because I want you to know the truth to transform your body, because a lot of us do not understand because of all the noise out there, all the conflicting information. So how I got my dream body while eating donuts is I simply adopted the eating of 80-20. And what I mean by that is 80% of my foods come from nutrient-dense options. And the other 20% of my foods come from what I call my fun foods. Now, I want you to understand, if you are new to my world, I do not use the term good or bad foods. There is no such thing as good or bad foods. I do not use the term of healthy and unhealthy. I hate that as well. I hate the word clean eating, all of that. Because at the end of the day, calories are in our food, okay? In all of our food. All of our food is made up of calories. Now, there are differences between what those calories will provide as far as nutrients. You know, some foods do not have as many nutrients as other foods, but that does not mean that we cannot eat those foods that don't provide the proper nutrients for our body for that day. When we eat in an 80-20 lifestyle, 80% of those foods that we eat during the day are going to be nutrient-dense foods that is going to be fuel and nutrition and vitamins and minerals for our body. But the other 20%, don't worry about it. Enjoy those 20% of your fun foods. And I'll be really honest with you too. There are seasons of my life, holidays, vacations, where I may eat 90% fun foods and 10% nutrient dense foods. Okay. It's not that I eat that every single day. I don't eat donuts every single day. I could have a donut every day if I wanted to, but I don't eat them every single meal. So that's why you will see me when I'm showing things on like my Instagram stories or social media and stuff. When I say, you know, I'm showing you me eating a bowl of Lucky Charms, and I'm saying it's not a cheat meal because it's not a cheat meal. I am not cheating on myself or the dieting phase that I'm in. I can simply incorporate that bowl of cereal into my daily nutrition goals for the day. Okay. So when you eat in that kind of way, when you eat in an 80-20 mindset and an 80-20 lifestyle, you can reach your goals so much quicker because you're not restricting yourself. There was days where I did all the diets. Okay. The latest one that I did many, many years ago, it was, let's see, 2012 was when I started that, was eating out of the color-coded containers from Beachbody. Okay. Now, yes, I got amazing results, but I wasn't eating very many calories at all. Okay. So I was feeling very hungry all the time. I was feeling very restricted. I don't do well when people tell me I can't do something. I'm gonna be like, oh yeah, watch me. I'm gonna do it anyway. So same thing with dieting. When someone says you can't eat that, that's like the only thing that you're going to think about is that food that you can't have, okay? So when you understand, like last week I told you, you know, it's not about the diet, it's about the calories. The calories are what matters. So if you know the amount of calories that your body needs, you can literally fit whatever foods you want into that caloric range. Okay. So if that means you're on vacation and you want to fill it with nothing but margaritas and pizza, there you go. Go for it. You're probably not going to feel that great, but you can literally fit any food in. And this is what I call food freedom, because you really do have the freedom of fitting anything that you want into your goal. And even more so when you plan ahead, there's so many ways to finagle and make things fit and plan ahead and enjoy every single thing of life, whether you are dieting or maintaining. You can enjoy every single food, no matter what season or phase of life you are in. And that is how I got my dream body while eating donuts, is I understand that it's all about the calories that my body is eating. It's about the calorie content, about the calorie amount. And that, you know, I don't just sit around and eat fun foods all day, because, you know, it doesn't take rocket scientists to tell us, you know, we're not going to feel the best. We need to get nutrition and nutrients and stuff from our foods. So I do incorporate some of those, but you'll very rarely see me eating like 10 servings of vegetables a day. Like I am not somebody who quote unquote clean eats. It doesn't work for my lifestyle. It never has. And I can tell you, when I adopted the food freedom and I understood that I could have donuts or ice cream or anything of that matter, no matter what I was doing, and my body transformed, it was like a light bulb, like the angels saying hallelujah. Like, it was amazing. So I want that for everybody that follows me. I want you to have food freedom. I want you to understand that you do not have to diet in a toxic, restricted environment. You don't have to do that. So I hope that helps you to kind of understand and realize, you know, like, you can enjoy whatever is your favorite food right now. You can still have your favorite food and still get your dream body. It is 100% possible. And there are so many women out here that are proving it. But unfortunately, the quick fixes are more noisier than we are. So you cannot adapt, you know, the dream body that you want and eat donuts when you're on a super restrictive plan. It just does not happen. You won't be able to do it. If you do, you're going to feel like a failure because you went off that plan. But the plan that I teach in Truth to Transform is you can and you will get your dream body by eating an 80-20, and even if that includes donuts. So I hope that helps you to understand that food freedom. You need food freedom, my friend. please let me help you. I have a free food freedom guide. If you would like that, please let me know. You can message me on Instagram at Truth to Transform, Christy Welch on Facebook. And you can also email me Christy@truth2transform.com. And this will all be in the show notes below. As always, thank you for being here. And I hope you got some valuable lessons today. Have a good day.